Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply hunger pains. Hunger pains. Think about the last time you were really, really hungry. You know the feeling. First, it begins with your stomach growling. Then later on, it transitions into an actual pain in our stomachs. Then some of us even get a headache when we haven't eaten, and we become agitated because we want our food. Now listen, when we get hungry, we don't want just any food. We want the food that we desire. Yes, we could eat anything, but we want to satisfy our hunger with something just right. Well, hunger is not just physical. There's also a spiritual hunger that benefits us. Well, that hunger is described in Matthew 5 and 6, where the Lord tells us, "Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." He also addressed hunger pains in 1 Peter 2 and 2. He said, "As newborn babes, we should desire the sincere milk of the word that we may grow thereby." My friends and neighbors, even though that physical hunger is never pleasant nor comfortable, it's a benefit to having hunger in Christ. It's a benefit to being hungry and thirsty after righteousness, because then we're going to seek to satisfy that craving. Crave is our 5-step process for how to keep our spiritual hunger thriving, how to always go after bigger and better in this spiritual life in Christ. That C in our Crave acronym simply reminds us of the importance of commitment. Yes, my friends and neighbors, commitment. You know, when you get really hungry, you're committed to eating that specific meal. Have you ever had a craving for somebody's banana pudding or peach cobbler, and you had to go and get it? If you knew a restaurant that sold some fried chicken or some hamburgers or your favorite fish or tilapia, you went after those places because they satisfied. You were committed to satisfying your craving. Well, by the same token, in the spiritual life, the Bible tells us in Luke 10 and 27 that we should also be committed. He says we should love the Lord our God with all our heart and our souls and our strength and with all our mind, and our neighbors as ourselves. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we're not acting in this Christian life. We're committed to satisfying the craving. You remember James 4 and 8 says, if we draw nigh to God, he'll draw near to us. Yes, we're working on making sure that we can get exactly what we expect from this spiritual life, and we can if we have a true commitment. You know, there are people who just eat when they're bored. They're not hungry. They're just eating just to be eating. You know, the ones that open the refrigerator and they look in it for 5 minutes and they really don't want anything out of it, but they're just eating to eat. And they're not committed eaters. They're just snackers. Well, same token, there are many Christians oftentimes that just open that spiritual refrigerator and they're not committed to going all out for Christ. They just want to stop by and show that they did do something. Well, in this Christian life, my friends, we've got to be committed to the righteous life that God has called us to live, committed to studying the word, committed to serving him, committed to helping our fellow man, committed to growing every day in Christ. That R in our Crave acronym reminds us of recruitment. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the recruitment aspect. If you've ever had some good food, it was almost impossible not to tell your friends how good it was. You remember you talked to them about how great that banana pudding tasted, or how savory that chicken fried steak was when you cut it open and ate it, and you even challenged them to go and find it out for themselves. If anybody says, do you know of a great restaurant? You're going to say, absolutely. You don't want to go anywhere other than this place. Well, that's the recruiting process. You're piquing somebody's interest based on your beliefs and the benefit that that food had for you. By the same token, we're in the same process with Christ. Remember, the Bible tells us in Psalms 34 and 2 that our soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Yes, my friends, we should be bragging on God all day. You don't have to think long about what he's done for you. You don't have to meditate long about how good he is to you. You don't have to even wonder about the reliability of his promises. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the Bible tells us in Matthew 28:19 to go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. We are encouraging Psalms 105:2 to sing unto him, to sing songs unto him, and to talk of all his wondrous works. When was the last time you had a conversation with somebody about the wondrous works of God? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, that to satisfy our craving, we must constantly recruit those that don't know him, those that know him but haven't committed their lives to him. Yes, my friends, it's a recruiting process. That A in our CRAVE acronym reminds us of the importance of ambition. You know how it is when you get really hungry. You go to a restaurant and you order everything on the menu. You go to your favorite place. You say, well, listen, I want this and this, and give me some appetizers and bring me some tea and also bring me some water and lemons. You start ordering everything, even so, you might even say your eyes got bigger than your stomach. Well, that ambition in this Christian life is great, because as it relates to God, we don't have an ambition that can exceed God's power. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that means that it doesn't matter what your goals or desires are. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 3:20 that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Don't forget Luke 1:37 that says, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Dream big. Have great ambitions. Shoot to satisfy your every craving. He told us in Psalms 37:4 that if we delight ourselves in him, he will give us the desires of our hearts. My friends and neighbors, I wish I had time to complete this lesson, but that's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.